Reports from El Paso, Texas say at least 15 people were killed and as many as 40 wounded in a mass shooting at a shopping complex. NBC News is reporting that 19 people died when a gunman opened fire at a back-to-school sale in a Walmart. Other media outlets put the death toll between 15 and 20. El Paso police spokesman Robert Gomez says one suspect has been taken into custody.
The person that was taken into custody without incident, and no law enforcement personnel fired their weapons.
News reports have identified the person in custody as 21-year-old Patrick Crucius from Allen, Texas, near Dallas. President Donald Trump said on Twitter he had spoken to the state's Governor Greg Abbott and had pledged the total support of the federal government. El Paso is in West Texas, just across the border from Juarez, Mexico. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range conventional missiles deployed to Asia. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
New Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wants to see American ground-based intermediate-range missiles in Asia. Missiles that, until Friday, were prohibited. The deployment would strengthen the U.S. position against a top military competitor, China.
And they have, I want to say that 80% plus of their inventory is INF range systems, so it's why that shouldn't surprise them that we would want to have a like capability.
Esper's arrival Saturday in Australia came just 2 days after North Korea conducted its third missile test in less than 2 weeks, firing what appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles capable of reaching Seoul or Tokyo. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban officially started their eighth round of negotiations in Doha Saturday, with both sides indicating that this round might result in a deal to end the longest war in U.S. history. Zalmay Khalilzad, the chief U.S. negotiator, tweeted, "The Taliban are signaling it would like to conclude an agreement. We are ready for a good agreement." There seem to be misunderstandings, however, about the content of that agreement by both the United States and the Taliban. The Taliban seem to view it as an agreement to withdraw foreign troops, particularly U.S. forces, from Afghanistan. In return, they promise to ensure Afghan soil is not used for terrorism against other countries. At least 600 people were arrested and several were beaten at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow on Saturday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
David Doyle of Reuters. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong Saturday to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Tai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station Saturday. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests have been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly have featured skirmishes with police after some protesters refused to disperse at assigned times. And Pakistan has accused rival India of breaching international humanitarian law by using cluster munitions in a cross-border skirmish in Kashmir. The Indian Army rejected the accusations, saying that they were, quote, yet another Pakistan lie, deceit, and deception. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best music, today. Now.